Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast, week 3, recap show, fuck me. Yes. Obviously, if you know, if you listen to my wonderful episode on Friday featuring the wonderful Carolina Teague, go follow her on social. She was my special guest co-host on Friday. She did not bring me any good luck. In fact, I got my ass whooped. 1-3-1 on the weekend. Just not good. It wasn't a good week. The games were ugly. You know? You got people punting into other people's assholes. You got, you know, failed two-point conversions. You got whatever the fuck that was Sunday night with Broncos and 49ers. 11-10 shit show. Just not a good, not a great week. Okay, not a great week. Obviously, I'm going to feel that way because I went 1-3-1. But I'm okay because I've had, you know, a decent start to the year. I'm still up on the year. My overall record, 8-6-1. I hate that push in there, but whatever. It's better than a loss, I suppose. Let's run them down real quick. Let's run down where I went wrong and the one game I guess I went right, okay?
Number 5.
Lions, +6, my number 5 pick. Obviously, my only winner of the day. They get the outright victory against the Vikings. So, I was correct when it came to the Lions. They played that division game. There was no reason that that game should have been in the 6-point margin. So, I was able to get my one win of the weekend on that one.
Number 4.
Chiefs, -5.5. Special teams really, really kicked me in the ass on this one. I watched this game. There was multiple times where the Chiefs were in field goal position. They tried to get cute. They tried to run a fake. Another time, you know, they just flat out missed the kick. It was just special teams cost me in this game without a doubt. Colts actually end up winning that game outright because the Chiefs let them hang around and because they had so many special teams issues. I felt like it was a good pick. It didn't work out that way. Chiefs lose the game outright 20-17. I go to 1-1 on the day.
Number 3.
Texans +3. It was a push. Great pick, though, on the Texans. I'm not even mad at it, even though it pushed. I had several opportunities where it looked like I might win this game outright. I was never really in danger of anything other than a push. Like, I could have easily won this game, but I never felt like I was going to lose in the Bears-Texans games because the Bears are just garbage. But the Texans +3 did come in as a push, so 1-1-1 on the day.
Number 2.
Bucks -1. What can you say? They lose 14-12. Tom Brady just can't get it done. His receivers, I've never seen so many drop passes. I mean, I have. Of course I have. It just, I think when your money is on one side, you obviously every drop is just, you know, you blow it up huge. Late touchdown brings the Bucks within 2, but they fail to get the 2-point conversion. They lose the game 14-12. Disgusting that Aaron Rodgers got a win there. Just absolutely gross. That Packers team is garbage. But until the Bucks, until they get their receivers back, I mean, the Bucks are going to be fine. If you're a Bucks fan, you're fine. That team's going to be awesome. That team's got literally no one catching the ball right now. No one. But they have a gang of receivers. They just got to get healthy. And as soon as they get healthy, the Bucks are going to be a problem for sure.
Number 1.
And my favorite pick of the day was the Patriots +3 at home hosting the Ravens. It's just, you know, I'm done with the Patriots. Patriots are dead. I gave them a shot. I gave them a legit shot. I bet on them. The first 3 weeks of the season, the Patriots have made my card. I know they made my card week 1. I'm pretty sure they made it last week, too. Yeah, the Patriots were on my card last week. And so that's 3 weeks in a row. I'm 1-2 with them, so they're dead to me. Mac Jones is garbage. Bill Belichick is garbage. All right, I'm sorry, he's garbage. I figured that they would have a way to stop Lamar Jackson because that's what Bill Belichick does, right? Oh, Bill Belichick takes away your best weapon. No, Bill Belichick rode the coats of Tom Brady. I have no problem saying it or admitting it. You will not find the Patriots on my card again for the rest of the year. Mac Jones is a giant sack of shit. Fuck the Patriots. Fuck Bill Belichick. Fuck New England. Okay? That's how I feel. They fucked me. Bill Belichick sold me on a fake bill of goods. He is horse shit. God damn it. I feel like that Bills coach right now. You know, you see that Bills OC right after the Bills-Dolphins game where he just fucking went ape shit. That's how I feel right now. I just want to go ape shit. But 1-3-1 on the week, whatever. It wasn't a pretty week. Like I tweeted yesterday, betting on the NFL is not for the weak. It's for the strong-willed, strong-minded, big-wienered, charisma, just, you know, all-around heroes. That's what the NFL is for betting on because that's it. You're going to have weeks like this. Main thing is I keep it above 500. I keep my head above water, if you will, at 8-6-1. Daniel had a good week, although I don't know if – I think I'm about to kick Daniel off the podcast, one, because he hasn't been here, and then two, he texted me this morning. So Daniel did his own picks. He does his own picks every week. He texted me this morning because he was confused, and he didn't know – he had the Broncos plus 1.5, but he couldn't figure out if he won or lost. And I'm like, how the fuck am I going to have you on a betting podcast about the NFL and when you do picks and your dumbass doesn't even know if you won or lost? I should have told him he lost. I should have said, oh, 3-2, sucker. And he wouldn't have known the difference. Fucking moron. God, that pissed me off. I'm like, man, how am I what? Why do I even feature this guy? He's doing picks. And he doesn't even know if he won or lost. But Daniel did go 4-1, so I'll give him a shout out for that. I don't know if I'll continue with him or not. I think I just fired him. I think I did. Cause I mean I can't waste my time with that shit. You're gonna do picks and you don't even know if you won or lost the game because you're still having trouble with that at this point. If you're minus or plus, you don't know which way it is. Yeah, I just don't know if I can waste my time with that shit anymore. It's slowing me down. It's getting in my way. I shouldn't have to reply to text letting him know if he won or lost because he doesn't know the answer. That was embarrassing. God damn, dude. As if your social media wasn't embarrassing enough with you crying about a girl that hates your guts. Then you got to come on here and do that shit? I mean, get out of my face, Daniel. You're suspended. All right, but yeah, so 8-6-1 on the year. Daniel 7-8 like a loser. Still no Daniel hasn't showed up. It was a shitty week, if I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, like, what? It was just a weird week. We get ready for Cowboys Giants tonight. I don't know to be excited about that. I don't know which way really to go. Cowboys, right, as last I saw, Cowboys were 2.5-point dogs. Let me see if that number is still accurate or not. You want to get excited because the Cowboys win last week against the Bengals, but no, it's down to 1 now. God damn. So there's money coming in on the Cowboys. That seems a... Wow. So Cowboys plus 1 tonight on the road, taking on the Giants. Over-under in that game is... 39. So it's low total. I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously not going to bet on the Giants. Betting on the Cowboys probably just because I'm a homer. But I think Cooper Rush may have had his one good game last week. So does he come back and do it again? Probably not. Probably not. He's probably that one win for the season probably is up for Cooper Rush. I mean, like, how's he? He's going to come in and beat the Giants on the road in a division game. If I'm being honest with myself, when you talk about it out loud, right? You talk about, I love the Cowboys. I love them. But I'm not a liar. And I'm not going to lie to myself. Can you see Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys going on the road and beating a New York Giants team that isn't that bad? They're not that great, but they're not that bad. They can control the ball. They can run the ball. It's just, week one, I saw Leonard Fournette run all over us, right? And now week three, we're on the road in New York, and we got to go up against Saquon Barkley, a guy that is just as capable, obviously, as Leonard Fournette, if not more so. I hate that. Like, I hate that it's like that, but I just don't see the Cowboys winning tonight. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but I'm being honest. It's Cooper Rush. If Cooper Rush balls out tonight we could have a real quarterback controversy on our hands. People don't realize that. If Cooper Rush goes into New York, a division game on the road, and gets a win, you don't think we might have a quarterback controversy on our hands? Absolutely we will. People will be asking legitimately, not as a joke. I tweeted it out as a joke last week, but legitimately people will be asking, is Cooper Rush the guy? That's wild to think about. But if he wins tonight against the Giants, that's what that'll mean. But I'm not going to bet on the game because I just can't bet on the Giants. I can't bet against the boys. I also just can't bet with them. I just can't. I'm sorry. I don't see it. I don't see a division. I will be so shocked if the Cowboys win tonight. I'll be happy as hell. I'll be ecstatic. I'll also not be able to contain myself in waiting to hear Jerry Jones explain this one away. And about who's he going to start at quarterback. That'll be so fun. But yeah, so tonight, it's a no play for me. If you do make a play, it's got to be Giants. That would be who I would go with. And that's, I love the Cowboys, but again, Cooper Rush. I know I've said 100, but Cooper Rush going to lead the Cowboys to a division win on the road? It gets an undefeated Giants team? That would be wild. That would be so wild. But it would make sense for week three. I mean, looking over this, like the Jags. Look at the Jaguars. 38-10, beating down the Chargers. I know Herbert's hurt, but watch out for that Jags team. That Jags team looks... Doug Peterson can coach. I hate how good the Eagles are. God, the Eagles are so good, and that makes me want to throw up. Makes me want to vomit. I was really hoping the Commanders would shock the world and put the Eagles in their place. But I got to give the Eagles credit. I hate it, but they're good. Bills Dolphins. I mean, people are really going crazy about that game. You know, it honestly reminded me of was... those Super Bowl Patriot teams that would go down to Miami and lose. It's just something that happens in Miami. It's just the heat, humidity. Obviously, it's the humidity, clearly. The Tua situation with him basically almost being knocked unconscious and then somehow coming back into the game and then calling it like back spasms or something. Insane. The NFLPA, like the NFL has to look at that like what a joke their concussion protocol is. Because the fact that that man was allowed to come back in the game is wild. I mean, he got his head slammed on the turf, tried to walk it off, fell over because his equilibrium was all messed up. I can't believe Tua came back in that game. But Dolphins did. Dolphins are, you know, I mean, I don't know who's scared of the Dolphins. They shouldn't be. They do not look that good. I know they beat the Bills team. I know the Bills are the best team in football. I still think the Bills are the best team in football. Again, that all that reminded me of was those bad Dolphin football teams that would beat the Patriots at home the year the Patriots would go on and like win the Super Bowl. That's exactly what that reminded me of. And that's all we saw right there. Dolphins ain't doing shit. I think the Bills still are the best team in football. So if you're a Bills fan, I wouldn't even be worried about that loss. I really wouldn't. I honestly, there's just something about Miami that just, Miami day games is just, it's hard to win down there. Rams, Cardinals, Rams, whatever. They don't look special. 49ers, Broncos was a joke. Packers, Bucks was boring. Chiefs, Colts was boring. Big win, though, for the Colts. Big win. Lions, Vikings was okay. Bills, Dolphins was pretty entertaining, but pretty boring, if I'm being honest. Most of the games yesterday sucked. When you look at it, most of the games yesterday sucked. And yes, am I saying that because I went 1-3-1? Probably. At least I can admit it, all right? Kudos to me for being able to admit when I'm being biased. But yeah, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I went 1-3-1. That's the recap. Monday Night Football, go Cowboys. If I'm trying to just put my betting cap on, I don't know how you bet on the Cowboys. I will say, though, the line going from Giants -2.5 down to 1 is, you know, people obviously felt like that number was getting too high for them. Should be a close game, maybe. If Cooper Rush pulls it off, though, I'm telling you, we got a full-blown quarterback controversy on our hands. And that would just be insane to me. That would just be insane. Because no matter what talent level you think Dak has, at some point you got to think, is he healthy enough to ever play? And if Cooper Rush is the man, then we need to put the ball in his hands and tell Dak, get out the way, bud. Can't even say that with a straight face. Sit down, Dak. This is Cooper Rush's team, bud.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.